You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Praise be Jesus Christ. Good morning and welcome to Mission Matters Live, a new program aimed at promoting a spirit of mission among the people of God. I'm Sister Madge Karecki, a sister of St. Joseph of the Third Order of St. Francis, and I'm the director of the Office for Mission Education and Animation, Fostering the New Evangelization. Our producer this morning is Liz Johnson, and our engineer is Michael May. I have with me in the studio some special guests. Today we have Joanne Harbert, the Associate Director of the Comboni Lay Missionary Program, and two lay missionaries preparing for a mission experience, Emily and Raphael Harrington. So welcome to all of you to our program.
Thank you, Sister Madge. We're really happy to be here.
Thank you.
Sister Madge. Great. It's wonderful to have you. It's such a beautiful day outside, cool and crisp. We're ready to go, full of energy.
Right.
So our discussion this morning is about the lay missionaries and their role in the church and the formation of lay missionaries, and specifically this morning about the Comboni Mission Center in LaGrange Park, Illinois. And Joanne, can you tell us a little something about yourself and about the Comboni Missionary Center?
Sure. I've been working with the Comboni Missionaries for almost 6 years now out in LaGrange Park, where we have our mission center. But I feel if I'm going to discuss the Comboni Missionaries, the best place to really start is to tell you a little bit about the founder, because his charism is so vital to the missionary activity of the group.
That's wonderful. Okay, let's hear something.
Well, St. Daniel Comboni was the founder. He was an Italian priest who had just this tremendous passion for Africa. And his work was in the late 1800s, and really he was ahead of his time. The issues in Africa at that time were really slavery and equality issues with Africans and Europeans. He was someone who was really practicing what's called preferential option for the poor long before it was coined during the liberation theology movement. And he invited women, religious, and lay people to work alongside him. So really he was someone that we consider to be ahead of his time.
That's a very expansive vision for inviting so many more people into his vision of gospel life.
Right, and to focus on Africa as well, because Africa was a bit ignored by the Catholic Church at that time. But the Comboni missionaries themselves have been following him ever since, and there are about 4,000 priests, sisters, brothers, and lay people worldwide. One thing that I think is so interesting about them is how international they are. It's a really diverse group of people. I sometimes joke that they're a little bit like the United Nations because there's so many different nationalities.
But that brings a lot of diversity and excitement into a community.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, it's really great. So the Comboni missionaries came to North America in the 1950s and 60s, really because of the issues of civil rights with African Americans. The Comboni Mission Center in LaGrange Park has been there for a couple decades, and it's really there as a mission promotion center. So the idea is educating Catholics in the Archdiocese of Chicago about mission activities and about the world outside of their own parish boundaries.
Mm. And how did you get involved with the Comboni missionaries?
I came to start working with them about 6 years ago, and really it's through the lay mission program. Working as the associate director there, I had done an experience in Africa a number of years ago in Tanzania, and that really just planted a seed inside of me for mission that continues to grow to this day. And the Comboni missionaries are a really good group to work with.
Wonderful. Can you tell us something about the lay missionary program?
Sure. It's a program we started in 1994, and it's an international volunteer missionary group. So what we do is we recruit Catholics who are between the ages of 24 and 54, generally, who they might be single, married, or families with children, to serve overseas for a minimum of 3 years. So we are one of the more longer-term organizations. One thing that I think is interesting as well, back to that internationality and diversity in the Comboni missionaries, is that we're one of 10 programs that the Combonis run for lay mission. So 9 other countries have their own lay mission programs, and we're just one of them. So it's really beautiful because, you know, we're a group that goes what you might call north to south, but there are other groups that would be south to south, like there are lay missionaries from Brazil that have worked in Mozambique. And in some instances, we've had south to north where some lay missionaries from Mexico have come to the United States to work here. So it's really a great worldwide community, and we're just one piece of that. We're open to anyone from the United States or Canada to join us, people who are strong in their faith and have a desire to share that with others.
Well, that's great. Thank you. Now, let's hear from the Harringtons. Emily, can you say how you got interested in the Comboni missionaries?
Sure, I can. Well, specifically interested in the Combonis or a mission in general?
Well, either one. Let's hear something.
All right. Well, mission, I was first interested in mission as a child. And looking back, I really never stopped being interested in mission. A key event for me was going on a short-term mission trip to Guatemala when I was in college, to a mission site that I'd heard a lot about when I was a child. A few years ago, I felt a growing desire to minister to and connect with people of other cultures, so I began studying and learning Spanish. Then I started volunteering and later working with some nonprofits in the Minneapolis and St. Paul area that served the Latino community there.
Wonderful. That's a good start, huh?
Yeah.
And Rafael, how about you? How did you get interested in mission?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to start a little bit going back when I was a little child. I lived in an orphanage in Venezuela, and there were so many missionaries that came through different orphanages that I lived at. And I remember the very powerful thing for me that always stuck out is when they were present to me, when they were giving me their time and their love. And so pretty much from a young age, I wanted to be present to other people in the future as well. And so that's where the seed really started. And so when I was 10 years old, I was adopted by actually a missionary family that was volunteering at the orphanage. And then...
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to pause your story, but it is time for a break, and we'll come back. Stay tuned. Don't touch that dial.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the 3 R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated. I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Welcome back to Mission Matters Live. If you're just tuning in, I'm Sister Madge Korecki for the Office of Mission, Education, and Animation, Fostering the New Evangelization. And my guests this morning are Joanne Harbert, the Associate Director of the Kamboni Lay Missionary Program, and Emily and Raphael Harrington, two lay missionaries currently working with Joanne to prepare for their mission journey. So we are back, and I want to get back to Raphael, who was in the midst of telling us about how he got interested in mission. Raphael.
Yeah, so as I was saying, once I was adopted at age 10, we moved to Minnesota, and my family was very big into service and social justice, and so that has stayed very alive within me. Throughout high school, I went on many international service trips to Central America, and in college, I went to a couple more, and so that really solidified that I really wanted to be on a long-term international mission.
Very good.
Truly, to be on mission, though, you don't have to go international, but that's where my wife and I feel called to do right now.
Wonderful. That's great. Yeah, so we're all on mission wherever we're at. So
That's
great. How did you become connected with the Kamboni missionaries?
You know, it first started with, we really recognized that we wanted a program, a mission program that was really based on living out the gospel and living in solidarity with the poor and marginalized. So we started by doing internet search using the Catholic Volunteer Network's website, which has this great tool that allows you to search all this huge variety directory of volunteer and lay mission programs. So we started there. That's when we first saw the name Kamboni. And then from there, we talked with our local Center for Mission out of the Archdiocese of Minneapolis and St. Paul. We spoke with them a bit about lay mission programs. And then from there, we completed the initial application with the Kambonis, talked with Joanne on the phone. So we talked with them on the phone, and we visited twice this past spring as a part of the application process. And really, all the while, we hold all of this discernment in prayer. Uh-huh. And in discernment and prayer, and fortunately, Raphael and I really felt called to the Kamboni program together.
That's great. It's wonderful how the Spirit leads us where God wants us to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
Yeah. What kind of skills are you hoping to share with people in mission, Raphael?
Sure. You know what? What we really like about Kambonis, they don't necessarily recruit people that have certain specific skills. They're more about being present to the people that you're ministering, you know, going to wherever it is that you're going to be going and teaching and learning from one another. So basically in the same on the same ground. It's not like you're in power over somebody else. So that's something that's extremely important. In order to do things like that, some of the important things are you need to have very good listening skills. And I feel that I have a gift where I can create an environment where others feel safe to share with me. Uh-huh. And anyway, so that's also really important as well.
Yeah, that invites people to enter into a relationship with you.
Most definitely, yes.
Yes, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Emily, what do you think about this? What's the approach that you'll take with people on mission?
Yeah, I think my personal skills are just a hodgepodge of different skills and experiences, but above all, an openness, desire and love of working with and connecting with different people, just an enthusiasm and passion rooted in my faith and relationship with God.
Yes,
I think I bring a humor and just desire to connect with and be with others and allow God to work through me and use my skills as best needed.
Yes.
Yeah. And Emily and I have worked a lot with advocacy for families through different programs or jobs that we've held in the past. And so that'll be extremely helpful for us in hopes that we can empower people around us as well.
Yes. I learned that empowerment is a big part of the charism of Daniel Comboni. Is this something that attracted you to the Comboni Lay Missionaries?
Oh, most definitely. You know, actually, Daniel Comboni himself, when he started out his mission in Africa, he wanted to be one of his saints. When he wants to save Africa with Africa. Mm-hmm. So not Africa with Italy or people from Italy, which is where he was from. And so he was very big into empowering the people for sure.
Yes. This fits in, I think, or confirms what you, Joanne, were saying about his ability to invite people from diverse countries and cultures.
Mm-hmm. Right, because for him, to be Catholic is to be universal. So he said, we are not people because of our nationality, but we're people of God, and we work together as Catholics.
How important is that for today? That's a marvelous contribution to the life of the church, because we see how divisions can occur among people, and this is a really unifying charism to invite people to share that.
Absolutely.
Gift. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's wonderful. Talk about you said, Joanne, that there's a 3-year commitment.
Right.
Okay. And what kind of preparation goes on for someone making a commitment?
The discernment period that people typically do is about 1 year, from when they apply until they're signing a contract and going overseas. We have a 3.5-month long full-time live-in formation program, which Emily and Raphael are participating in right now. And this is held at the Comboni Mission Center. And really, it's just a time for prayer, for quiet. They take some classes. They do ministry outside. They've been doing a bit of ministry at Tsukasa Catholic Worker House and at St. Eulalia. So really, it's just kind of a mix of a lot of different things, kind of focused on discussion and just getting their spirits and their hearts open and prepared for their mission experience.
Mm, those are good things. How has the experience here in the Chicago area with the Catholic Worker and the parish, how has that helped you prepare for mission?
Yeah, you know, like I said before, you don't have to be international. You don't have to go international to be on mission. And so this experience is so good for me because I'm able to be on one-on-one teaching English classes to some people that are not able to speak English.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's time for another break. When you're having fun, time flies.
Yes, it does.
keep listening. We'll be right back.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
During the next half hour, we'll tell you about the renovation of Our Lady of the Angels Church in Chicago's Humboldt Park neighborhood. We'll talk with Cardinal George about the new Roman Missal and the changes you can expect at Sunday Mass. And we'll take you to a concert hosted by the Missionaries of the Poor, a group dedicated to making the world a better place for the severely oppressed.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
Welcome Welcome back to Mission Matters Live. I'm Sister Madge Karecki from the Office for Mission Education and Animation here in the Archdiocese of Chicago. And I'm talking with Joanne Harbert and Emily and Raphael Harrington about the Comboni Lay Missionary Program in LaGrange Park, Illinois. Joanne, what advice do you have for anyone contemplating missionary life and work?
I guess the first thing I would say would be to just begin your discernment early. If you've been thinking about it, start contacting some groups and just keep in touch with them. I think you could also contact the wonderful people who work in the mission office of your diocese, like Sister Madge Karecki, or like with Emily and Raphael, they had contacted Mike Hussle in the Minneapolis-St. Paul mission office. Another thing that you heard from Emily and Raphael is that they had both taken short-term immersion trips, and I know that was something that was also key for me when I was discerning mission. It gives you a little bit of a taste of what it would be like. But other more practical things could just be getting involved with immigrants and refugees who might be living in your community as a way of getting to know the kind of situations that people are coming from in these overseas countries.
Good. Emily, let's turn to you here. I had asked before the break about your experience with the Catholic Worker and St. Eulalia's Parish. How do you see that contributing to your preparing for your missionary experience?
Yeah, it's just been a great experience, and we're forming in formation for 3.5 months, and it's really great to be active and have part of that be more outward focused and in communication and in dialogue and in ministry with the local community here.
Yeah,
at the Parish of St. Eulalia and Sukasa Catholic Worker House.
Yes. And it also for people here in the city, that's also a good experience to meet people who are interested also in mission overseas. So that's a good gift to them, as well as you being gifted by their presence.
Yes, absolutely.
That's wonderful. Good. Joanne, how are placements made for lay missionaries?
Well, we always send them to work within Comboni communities. And what generally happens is a Comboni community somewhere in Africa or Latin America might contact us and say that they have a lot of needs, either within a parish environment or at a school or a hospital. We have lots of different opportunities for the mission placements. What we find is that we'll go overseas and we'll meet the Comboni community and we'll meet a lot of the local people and see what kind of needs there are. But generally, we choose placements that have a lot of different opportunities for work and a place where we can find safe housing for people as well. So really, it's just about going to a place that has the greatest need and trying to respond to that need. Mm.
In about how many countries are the Comboni missionaries?
I think the worldwide congregation's working in 41 countries at the moment, but don't quote me on that.
That's fine. And Raphael and Emily, do you know where you're going or preparing to go? Can you tell us, or is this a surprise?
Well, we currently are... We're going to be going to South America for sure. More than likely Peru. There's a very small possibility that it's going to be Ecuador, but things are turning out one of those two countries for sure.
Okay. Yeah, and if it's Peru, it'll be in a town called Trujillo on the northern coast of Peru.
Okay.
And if it was to be in Ecuador, more than likely it would be Guayaquil.
And there, what are Comboni missionaries doing in those two countries?
Well, in Peru, there is a huge parish. My Spanish isn't very good, but I'll try. Señor de los Milagros, uh-huh. Means the Lord of Miracles. There are about 40,000 people in that parish, and there are several small chapel outstations. There's a wide variety of ministries going on there, working with children who are handicapped, working with sacrament preparation, women's groups, small Christian communities, lots of opportunities there.
Very good. Very good. From listening to you and sharing with you this morning, it seems to me that one of the benefits of your Cambodia Lay Missionary Program is that there's a lot of care, and it really takes the gifts of the persons and really helps to cultivate them in an environment that fosters faith and also community.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's very good. We're almost coming to the end of our program. Joanne, can you give us some information about if any of our listeners or anyone they know are interested in a mission experience overseas? How can they contact you?
Well, aside from coming to our physical location in LaGrange Park, which is on 31st Street, and people are welcome to drop in anytime. We have a nice chapel there for prayer if people are interested. We have a website, which is www.laymission-comboni.org. You can find us using a Google search as well. And we also have a Facebook page that we've been updating where we put links to stories from lay missionaries overseas. And there's just opportunities for discussion and comment on the Facebook page. So it's a nice place to go.
Thank you so much to Emily, Raphael, and Joanne. We want to encourage our listeners to tune in on December 15th when we'll be discussing liturgical music and how it can inspire mission. And we want to thank you again for sharing. And we're having this program so that we can encourage mission. So be on mission wherever you are. Thank you. See you next month.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you. Italian Samaya.